Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the different fitan. Fitan is the plural of fitnas that we will experience and go through as we get closer towards the Qiyamah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, not as entertainment purposes, but so that we can prepare ourselves, we can be forewarned, forearmed, so that we know now what we need to do as this time comes closer towards Qiyamah. And one of the things that we'll see from this hadith, from these hadith, is that there'll be a continuous clash between Iman and what is apparent, what is proved by science, what is normally known as evidence-based conclusions. This will start getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Iman started that we believe in Allah without seeing Allah. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without seeing Rasulullah. We believe in Jannat without seeing Jannat. In other words, we didn't have any evidence for Jannat. Our evidence was the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was enough for us. We didn't have any evidence for Jahannam. The word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was enough for us. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was from amongst the first to believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully. So when the occasion of Isra occurred, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled at night from Makkah to Al-Mukarrama to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him up. So all this happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba, all this happened in one night and happened in a very short period of time. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was not present when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this. So now the kuffar, they found it a very, very opportune moment to approach him and to jeer at him and to mock at him to see what his friend is saying. But this is what his friend is saying, and he's been a close supporter of his friend right through. So let us use this opportunity. So they asked him, did you hear what your friend had to say? So he said, no, I was not around. I was gone out. He was gone out for some business. I was gone out. So I didn't hear what he had to say. So they said, this is what he had to say. In other words, they were trying to say to him, what a far-fetched thing. Something that is unbelievable, unheard of. There's no evidence to prove what he's saying. That in one night he went from here till Masjid Al-Aqsa. Over 1,000, close to 1,500 kilometers. And then, or more than that also. And then from there he went up into the seven heavens and he came back in the same night. So then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that if he said it, I believe it's 100% true. I don't need any evidence. No evidence at all. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said it, I believe. There is no, that therefore he's known as Abu Bakr Siddiq, the one who testifies, the one who believes, or he confirms whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. So from that point onward, he was given the title of Siddiq. So therefore we find that as Qiyamah comes closer, now this opposition will continue to come, that we don't have evidence for this, we don't have evidence for that. And when the Iman is weak, then Allah Pak save us, Allah Pak protect us. Then what will happen now is we'll start losing faith and Iman, that these things really exist. Do they exist? Don't they exist? There was once recently an argument, one person was mentioning that he was trying to explain the importance of going to the masajid and the importance of continuing with dini activities and importance, etc. So his sister now was telling him that I hope for your sake that there is such a thing as Jannat. I hope for your sake that there is such a thing as Jahannam, because you're making so much of effort to do these things, and if you happen to die like this, at least you'll get this Jannat and Jahannam that you're talking about. So this is what is called effecting the Iman. So as we get closer towards Qiyamah, that impact and the effect on Iman will get greater and greater and greater. And today's hadith we'll see, to such an extent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that on one side you'll have all the evidence, scientific evidence, outward apparent evidence showing you something, but I am telling you something else, and what I am telling you is what you should be following. So here it shows us Islam is not against science. In fact, the promotion and the progress of science, Islam encourages. It's not something Islam is against. It's something that is good. But when there is a clash between our Iman and science, then we put science one side and we believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. So today's hadith, Hazrat Rabi'i ibn Hirash radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, I accompanied Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari to visit Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, and Abu Mas'ud said to him, relate to me what you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Dajjal. So they went to visit Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, and they asked him to relate to us what you have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Dajjal. He replied, Dajjal will appear with water and fire. Two outward apparent things, water and fire. what the people will assume to be water will actually be fire that burns. And what they assume to be fire will actually be cool, sweet water. And if any one of you meet with him, he should jump into what appears as fire, because it's actually pure and sweet water. Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I also heard this. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, now this is the height that you can get. If you look for evidence and you happen to get a thermometer and test, you'll see that it's fire. You feel it, it's fire. It looks like fire outwardly. It looks, everything outwardly looks like fire. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us what? It's cool, sweet water. What outwardly you have evidence for. In other words, my statement trumps even what outwardly you got every type of evidence for. And then on the other side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, what he has water, looks like water to you, that is actually fire. So what you should do at that time is jump into that fire. All your evidence put it one side, all your logic put it one side. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is obviously a test for us. The Dajjal will come and he'll do things that outwardly will oppose the iman directly at the highest level, now opposing the iman, and to see how we behave at that time. Are we going to still have trust in the words of Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are now we going to trust in our own logic, in our own reasoning? So one lesson we learned from today's hadith is always look to see what Shariat is telling us. What Shariat is telling us, that's what we follow. Don't always be chasing behind scientific evidence for this and scientific evidence for that. If Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, we are happy with it. Like how Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, that if he said it, then I accept it immediately. There's no need for me to even doubt what he has said. So this is the true iman and faith of a believer. All the time he's happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And this is something that we have to continuously remind ourselves, remind our families. Because as we're going closer towards Qiyamah, this attack on iman will continue. And it'll be a continuous attack and barrage on a person's iman. To such an extent, a person will actually now think that where is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And a person, if he continues asking and asking, then he'll even ask, the hadith mentions, that he'll ask that man khalaq Allah. That if there is a creator for this, there is a creator for that. There is a means for this, there is a means for that. Or there is a scientific reason for this, there is a scientific reason for that. In the hadith explains that a person will reach a point where he'll say, man khalaq Allah. That what is the scientific explanation for who created Allah? Who created Allah? And this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us. Don't go down this road. This is a very, very dangerous route. About 500 years ago, people believed that the earth was flat. And they were convinced from a scientific point of view, they were convinced that the earth was flat. Even to such an extent that some people that would do tafsir at that time, they would actually use ayat of the Quran to explain that the earth is flat. And later on, now when they realize scientifically now that the earth is not flat, it's round, then they had to now suddenly start changing the tafsir of ayat. Whereas from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believed it without even needing to look at any scientific evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the earth, Allah had created it in a roundish shape. So we went, those that accepted wholeheartedly, whether science at that time accepted or not, they didn't find it a need to try and change the ayah to make it fit the flat earth. But later on when you realize that this is the evolution of science, it keeps changing and changing and changing. We don't need to change the ayah to fit science. Science should actually fit the ayah, whether it does or not. That doesn't matter. Shariat has told us, we are happy to accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.